We haven't talked about this yet today. The two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. It's in his people today, coming in flaming fire, judgment, and glory when he brings the new heavens and the new earth in the future. Then there's the kingdom of Satan. You're walking in the kingdom of Satan today. The culture is the kingdom of Satan. And you have to rebel against Satan and the culture and politics and entertainment and fashion and pride and vanity and sports and hobbies. You must forsake all of that to rebel against the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4, and to walk in holiness and obedience, conforming your life to God. That's why God created you. In Genesis, it says we're made in the image of God. So if we're made in the image of God, it makes sense that we should live like the image of God, which is holiness and out of the world. Yet American churchianity and Americans live just like the world. Thumbs up, sir. Do you know the gospel? Could you tell it to me? Why don't you stop and tell it to me? You're on your way to entertain yourself. You know the gospel, but you won't come and talk to a man about the gospel. There's an example of lip service Christianity right there. The man thumbs up. He says he knows the gospel. Said, yeah, I know the gospel. I said, come and tell it to me. And he said, I'm busy. And he walked into a gift store. This is American churchianity. Lip service. Yesterday I was at a checkout counter buying some needed thing for our gospel van. And I gave the gospel to a young checkout person, a young man, maybe 30. And he pulled a cross out of his pocket, a little metal cross, and he said, da-da-da-da, I've got it already. He thinks salvation is a little metal cross in his pocket. He thinks just carrying around an idol and a relic is going to save him on Judgment Day. Crosses mean nothing. Going to church means nothing. Being a member of a church system means nothing. Do you have Christ in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind, in your life, in your breath, in your being, in everything you are? Is Christ all of that? If he is, we're going to see it in your fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. My Savior is no liar. And he said, you know a tree by its fruit. So let's look at the fruit of the American churchianity. Just today, scores of American Christians giving me the thumbs up, telling me, oh yeah, they got it. But their fruit is rotten like the world. How can you be a holy tree of God and have rotten fruit? The Holy Spirit does not keep you in rotten fruit. The Holy Spirit convicts you to repent and come out of every false way, to walk in holiness and obedience. The Holy Spirit is not a liar. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in people that won't obey him. Acts 5, the Bible says, God gives the Holy Spirit to them who will obey him. Obedience is not keeping a Sunday church system, Saturday, whatever day you pick. Obedience is not living like the culture. Obedience is losing your life to follow Jesus. This is the big problem in America. Lots of people believing on Jesus, very few following him biblically. Are you following Jesus Christ biblically, in spirit, in truth, in his word, in his ways? Or are you just keeping your own religion? You're just keeping your own way. I think, I feel, I believe is not going to mean anything on Judgment Day if you haven't tested yourself to the Holy Scriptures to see what God says, to see what God wants, to see what God desires, to see what God has commanded. Unless you're living for the commandments of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. this word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar, the Bible says. Men are lying when they say that they know Jesus as they live in truth. Hey, here's the man that was going to explain the gospel to me. Do you have time now, or are you too busy? Are you too busy entertaining yourself, sir? Jesus said you'll know people by their love. By their love. We love you. Don't you love us, sir? No, because you won't even stand and talk about the gospel. You're a liar, sir. You need to repent. You're a liar. You can't thumbs up Christianity. You can't thumbs up Jesus and live carnal and sinful like the world. I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to hold up the standard of God. You like sin, iniquity, pride, and vanity, and worldliness, and claim Jesus? I'm calling you out. Telling me your pastor's telling you the truth when I know he's lying to you? I'm calling you out. The Bible says, rebuke so that they may be sound in doctrine. What does the word rebuke mean? The word rebuke means to adjust, to correct, to show a fault. America needs a good rebuke. America needs correction. America needs to find its fault and turn and forsake it. Most Americans have no clue what the word preach even means. The word preach means public crier. It means go into the streets and lift up your voice. Ma'am, you gave me the thumbs up. Are you following Jesus? Why do you live like the culture, ma'am? I'm not letting people get away with it today. You tell me you live like Jesus. Prove it to me. The Bible says, prove all things. And if you think the message is hard, why do you think they killed Jesus and Paul and the disciples and the prophets? Because Israel was living any way it wanted. Israel was in gross idolatry, carnality, flesh, and sin. And the prophets called out Israel. And they turned and they hated the prophets for it. And they hated Jesus for it. And they hated the disciples for it. Guess what? If you're not hated for your Christian faith, you're not a true disciple. Because Jesus said, you will be hated by the world for my name's sake. So if the world loves you, you're not of Christ. You have a false Jesus. You're not telling the truth. You're not preaching the love of God in soundness. What is the love of God? Keeping His commandments. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Here's a little eye-opener for all of you who claim to be Christians, using love for evangelism. The most evangelistic book in the whole Bible, the book of Acts. The world was changed, the spirit fell, the body went forth into all the world. Guess how many times the word love is used in the book of Acts for evangelism? Zero. Not one time will you find the word love for evangelism in the book of Acts. Not one time. What do you find? Repent. Obey. That's something Americans don't want to hear. Because pastors and priests have fed you a steady diet of easy believism, flesh, and false ways. But the truth of God separates the sheep from the goats. America's full of a bunch of churchianity goats and secular false people that are going to lose their souls on Judgment Day. So it's loving to come and tell you the truth. If I didn't warn you, I wouldn't love your soul. If I didn't tell you the truth, I'd be a liar. If I let you live in your sin, I don't have godly love. Open the Holy Scriptures, neighbor. Wrath and judgment is coming. God's going to burn this world up. And if you live like the world, you're going to be part of it. You're going to be burned up. The Bible says people will be asking for rocks to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Think of the wrath of this Lamb that's coming. The Lamb of God. He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming as a flaming lion of Judah to vanquish the roaring lion Satan. 1 Peter 5:8. What a glorious Savior. We get to lift him up and travel and preach the gospel, warn our neighbor. John the Baptist went into the world, into the wilderness to make way, to make a way for the Lord. I'm no John the Baptist, I'm no prophet, but I'm doing the same thing. I'm proclaiming and making a way for his second coming. I'm warning my neighbor that you're in the wrath of God. And we come and we stand in the broad road to destruction, to lovingly stand and warn our neighbor so that you can turn and repent. Repent means change your mind, change your ways. If you believe in Jesus, but you haven't changed your ways and you live like the culture, you don't really have Jesus. You have a false savior that the American churches and the world churches are living by, a false savior. A false savior cannot save you. You can't live after the pattern of this world, after Satan's kingdom, and claim a holy savior. You got to lose this life, neighbor. You got to come out of every false way. You got to seek the Lord in spirit and truth. God won't be mocked. The Bible says, you reap what you sow. What are you sowing into today? Are you sowing to the flesh? Are you sowing to the spirit? Are you sowing in lies? Are you sowing in truth? What are you sowing into, neighbor? Entertainment is the God of America. Food, entertainment is the God of America. And did you know that's exactly what Sodom's problem was? Sodom's problem was sexual sin, gluttony, pride, and haughtiness. That's America's problem. America is Sodom too. And judgment is coming to America and the world. You won't escape it. You can ignore the street preacher's plea, but you're not going to escape the wrath of God that's coming. Jesus said you must lose this life. That means repent and live for him. Don't live for the culture. Don't live for yourself. God doesn't want your Sunday scrap, your Saturday scrap. God doesn't want your hour and a half religious sermon with music and praying. The Bible says God desires obedience more than sacrifice. He doesn't want your sacrifice in a religious building. He wants your obedience, neighbor. Go read 1 Samuel 15. Unless you're obeying God and walking in his ways, you have no hope. The judgment of God is upon you. God's wrath is going to fall. But you can flee the wrath of God. You can flee the judgment that's coming. You can become a friend of God. How do you become a friend of God? You got to obey Jesus and come out of the culture. You got to come out of your false church system. You got to come out of your pride and your vanity. You got to come out of your haughtiness and your feminization. You got to come out of your pagan traditions like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. You got to come out of your gods like entertainment and food and frivolity and fun. Fun is flesh. You can have contentment and joy and peace in the Lord. Fun is carnal and fleshly and will lead to your damnation. I'm just telling you what the oracles of God says. I'm just warning my neighbor. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. In the Greek to English, that means a puny number. Look around you. A puny number of you are going to find eternal life. A puny number of Americans are going to find eternal life. We like to put a number to help people. 8 got off the ark out of maybe millions. 3 came out of Sodom and Gomorrah out of tens of thousands. Only 2 made it into the Holy Land. out of 600,000 men. Only two out of 600,000 men made it into the Holy Land. Why? Because everyone else was rebellious and stiff-necked. Everyone else defied the things of God. Everyone else turned their back in rebellion. But Joshua and Caleb were the two that made it. Only two out of 600,000. That's equivalent to about 1,500 people coming out of America out of 330 million. Now, I'm not saying that's all that are going to make heaven out of America. I don't know that number. Only God knows that number. But unless you're living holy for Christ, you're not going to be part of that number. And holy means coming out of the culture in every false way. America is loaded with false ways. America's bloated with materialism, paganism, feminism, sexual perversion, false religion, idols, relics, occultism. Not God bless America. We need to be fair and tell people, not God bless America. God is coming to judge America and the world, and you'll be part of that judgment unless you repent and lose your life, unless you turn and come out of your fleshly, sinful pride and vanity ways. You have no hope. Would you like a gospel card, young man? Test yourself. Test yourself to the word of God. We love you. We're here to warn people. Judgment's coming. Did you know that? Did you know Sunday church services is not going to save you? Because most of the churches are false. So how do you find salvation? My name's Two Posts, by the way. What's your name?
Caleb.
I got bad hearing, so I'm coming closer. Caleb?
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. Do you know how to find salvation?
Yeah.
How?
You turn your spirit towards Christ.
I'm sorry?
Turn your spirit towards Christ and like...
Turn your spirit towards Christ?
Yeah.
You're turning your ways towards Christ. So you're talking about repentance?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you believe in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jesus died. Why do you think he shed his blood?
For our sins.
Yeah, to cover our sins. And why do you think he rose again? To defeat death. Because how old are you?
13.
You're how old?
13.
13. Wow, you look older than that. You're only 13?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to speak to you because you stopped and you're out. Your parents let you walk on the sidewalk by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to speak to you. So his blood cleanses our sin. His death, his resurrection defeats death because guess what? You're 13.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 13, I was 60. Do you know how fast that goes by? Once you hit 21, you're going to go, man, I'm 21. Then you hit 30, you're going to go, I'm 30. Life, just the older you get, the quicker it goes. So Christ, the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, and you said it, turn to Christ. So by faith, you turn to Jesus, okay? That doesn't mean church attendance because the churches are all false. Faith and turning to Jesus and repentance means, ready? Anything in your life that you know is sinful. Do you think you can keep doing it and really claim to follow Jesus? No. What do you got to do? Repent. You got to leave it, right?
Yeah.
And you leave it all behind. So I have a question for you. What would you not leave to follow Jesus? What if I told you you'll lose every one of your friends if you follow Jesus? They'll say, oh man, you're crazy. We're not going to be your friend anymore. Would you follow Jesus? Count the cost. What if your parents said, oh wow, you can't do that? And you said, oh no, I'm going to follow Jesus. So Jesus said, count the cost. And if you're willing to count the cost and you have faith in him and you'll repent, the Bible says you can be born again. Have you ever heard of that? See, born again isn't when you get water baptized at some church service and raise your hand one time. It's a spiritual transformation. My wife and I used to be worldly drunks and partiers, and I used to be a fighter. And you know what changed me? Why I'm caring about you? Why I'm standing in the street? I do this for free. Nobody pays me. I don't take money. Do you know why I'm doing this?
For God.
And I care for your soul because one day you're going to die. You could die tomorrow. Yeah. You could die today. One day you're going to die and you're going to stand before God. And he's not going to say, hey, were you a Baptist? Hey, were you a Lutheran? Hey, were you in youth group? All those things are sinful. But he's not going to say that. He's going to say, did you know my son? Did you obey him? So when you're born again, the Holy Spirit enters you. Guess what he does? This is awesome. He changes your desires.
Yeah.
So right now, if you like to look at girls in lust, right? God put that in man. And it's natural to look at a woman and want her, but that's for your wife. It's not for everybody on the street. Having sex outside of marriage is called what? Fornication. So you want to save that for marriage, but God changes your heart and he gives you the power to overcome lust, anger, greed. How about this one? You're dressed like, I'm just going to say it. You're dressed like kind of a worldly man, worldly young man. But God would change you. And did you notice how I dress? I don't dress like the world. I cover up my temple. Do you know why we do that? Because God shed blood in Genesis 3 to cover our forms so that we don't have to look at each other. You notice how people wear clothes and you got to look away, and right? You can see their body and all that kind of stuff. This is the culture. So God tells us how to dress ourselves. He changes our hearts and our desire when you're born again. And the fruit that you're born again, holiness and obedience. You follow him. You study the scriptures and you walk in his ways. And then you begin to lose your friends, your family. Yeah. Here's one. I used to be in sports. I always wanted to be like an ice hockey star. No, ice hockey. Guess what? When you come to Christ, you no longer want to be a star for yourself. And you say, Lord, whatever you want for me. Because I know being an ice hockey guy would be worldly. It's violent. It's prideful. Did you know pride's a sin? It is. It's an abomination to God, the Bible says. So if we put on clothes and women wear makeup, if we put on stuff that makes us look good, man, you're working out. You look good. That's pride. Did you know God hates that? He does. There's no forgiveness for it if you don't repent and put it away. So you were right. By faith, then repentance, you'll be born again. The fruit is holiness and obedience. And the last part, you have to endure. You're a young man. If you start believing in Jesus today, when you get to be my age as an old man, I'm 60, you got to still be believing, still be walking, still be following. If you believe today at 13 and you fall away by the time you're 60, what's going to happen to you? And you're going to suffer the wrath of God, which is separation from God into weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that's the biblical gospel. And if you really live that, you'll test everything. Like Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays. God never ordained them. He did. Going to church on Sunday and giving God an hour worth of your time, then going out and watching football and doing my... God never ordained that. God wants you to walk in all of his ways 24/7, seeking him and losing this life. Does all that make sense? You've been gracious. Tell you what, my website, don'tperish.com, and there's an email on there. You can email me anytime and say, I'm Caleb, I'll remember you, and I'll answer any of your questions. All right. Seek the kingdom of God. I'd even Bible study with you. This is my wife's sister, Amin. I'd even Bible study with you anytime. We're here for you. We don't want your money. We don't want you to come join, follow us around. We don't do that. We live in a camper van. I retired early to do this. We travel the country. We want people to open the Holy Scriptures and to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Thanks for taking time from your friends. We love you. God be praised. And that was awesome. There's a group of young teenagers. We talked about this yesterday. Not judging people. So a group of young teenagers just walked by, and this one young man, very worldly looking, has a cross hanging in his ear. And he came up, and I thought, here's my first thought. Ready? Here, this could be a mocker. And guess what? He wasn't. He stood respectfully. His friends walked down there. They waited for him. He stood there and listened to that whole gospel presentation. And I could tell that it hit some chords with him. So this is why we don't judge people. This is why we just do our work, proclaim the gospel, let each person come up. They're either a mocker, they're interested, they're not interested, they're a false Christian. And I just got to plant seeds in a 13. He looked like he was 17 or 18. He's 13 years old. He's had like a dark beard and everything. I got to proclaim truth into that young man. And he's a little young for me to be witnessing to, but you heard what I said. If his parents are letting him walk out in the world on his own, then I'm going to preach the gospel to him. I wouldn't approach him in a schoolyard and do it. So that was awesome. That's why we come. Most people ignore us. Most people mock. Many, many false Christians today. Yet I just spoke life and truth. Glory to God. He gets all the glory into that young man. And guess what? Sister Amin, could I speak life and truth into that young man if I was sitting on the homestead in Missouri? Sister Amin shaking her head, no. Nope, he never would have found our website. We got to go into the world, stand in the broad road to destruction, and lift up the truth. We love you all.